here tonight. You've made it what it is, and it is great. All right, Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. Genesis 3, verses 8 through 13. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" He said, "I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom thou gave to me with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." I just wanted to remind you of the story of how that the Lord came down and spoke to Adam in the evening, the cool of the day. And so, with that being said, here's what I want to preach. I'll see you this evening. You're going to have to stay with me a few minutes. I'm not going to be long-winded here tonight because I believe the Lord wants to do a quick work. But I'm going to preach a message simply entitled, "I'll See You This Evening." Praise God. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Master, we call upon your name. We seek your face. We seek your presence tonight. Lord, we need your mercy. And we need your grace. And we need your strength. And we need truth. And we ask you, Lord, to move upon us through the Word of God. Let us, Lord, subject ourselves to the will of God through the Word of God tonight. In our hearing, let us understand. In our hearing, let us develop wisdom and knowledge that would benefit the kingdom of God and our lives here on this earth. And everyone shouted, "Amen." God richly bless you as you shake someone's hand before you're seated. Gotcha. All right. Praise God. A question I would like to ask to establish a point tonight is simply this. When is the Sabbath? Some say that the Sabbath is Saturday. Some say that it's Sunday. And the two, if they got together, would argue about it. The Old Testament, it was the seventh day of the week. We could read Exodus 20 and 11 and several other scriptures there in the same chapter and find that the Lord created for 6 days and rested on the seventh. So the seventh, according to the Old Testament, was Sabbath day. Today, to most Christians, it's the first day of the week, commemorating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. To the Muslim, it is on Friday. A little bit behind, but it's on Friday. And so it is. So the real question is not when the Sabbath is, but to the New Testament child of God, the question is, what is the Sabbath? Amen. The Bible talks about the day of rest. In the Old Testament, it was a day of rest. Today, the Sabbath is a time of receiving. Isaiah 28 and 12 said to whom he said, "This is the rest wherewithal he may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing." Are you ready to know what Sabbath is? Amen. The Sabbath is the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you, because verse 11 said, "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people." And then he went in to say, "This is the rest wherewith all the weary shall rest." Amen. It was a day. It was a moment. It was a time. It was a particular time of day. It was a time when perhaps at the very beginning, the Lord met with a particular man by the name of Adam. But today, ladies and gentlemen, it is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The devil doesn't want you speaking in tongues. A lot of religions don't want you speaking in tongues, but they've come too late to tell me I can't speak in tongues. They've come too late to tell me that I can't receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Your rest is not in a bigger paycheck. Your rest is not on a particular day. Your rest is in the power of the Holy Spirit. Your rest is in the power of the Holy Ghost. Your rest is in the anointing. That's why the Bible says when you worship, let us leap for joy. It didn't say leap when you feel the joy. It said if you want joy, just start leaping. And the moment you start praising God, the strength is going to come. The anointing is going to come. How many of you have ever been dead dog tired and you came to the house of God? And when the first amen cracked out of your voice, you felt something come over you from your nose to your toes. Honey, that's the refreshing. That's the rest wherewithal the weary shall be brought to rest. Clap your hands to the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. My point is simple. The cool of the evening is not a literal evening. Amen. Just like the Sabbath is not a literal day. Amen. It's any time, the heat of the valley, or the cold of the hills, or the melancholy of the in-between come upon you and attack you. Amen. That needs to be your evening. Amen. Number one, in the Old Testament, contact with the king was a certain time or a certain day. But in the New Testament, any time is the right time to talk to this king of mine. Any time is the right time to call on the name of Jesus. And today is the best day. For today is the day of salvation. I remember when the man of God asked the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh himself, when do you want me to remove these frogs? And Pharaoh said, tomorrow. Hey, we better hear it right now. Today's the day of salvation. You don't have to put up with the muck and the junk another day. You just stepped in the cool of the evening. And in a little while, I want to see you at your evening. I want to see you this evening. I want to hear you calling on the name of the Lord. Reaching out to the name of Jesus. Hey, in a crowd this large, I know somebody's going through something that you don't want to be going through. And you don't need to be going through. Amen. The Lord is here to take you through it. In the name of Jesus, if you would recognize this is your time to let the Lord call on you. Amen. He's calling your name. He's asking where you are. Does anybody know where you are right now? I'm shouting it out loud. Come out, come out, wherever you are. Because the Lord's got a blessing for you right here in the cool of this evening. Praise God. Amen. And so it is. Number two, it's hard to make contact during the day. Praise the Lord. In the battle, when your spirit is rattled, when you're in the fight trying to do what's right, but in the calm of the evening, when you kneel down and you just shout, time out! Somebody shout, time out.
Time out.
Okay, now you got it. Shout it.
Time out.
Every now and then, you got to speak to your troubles. And you got to say, time out. You got to speak to your hardships and your financial dilemmas and all of the things that life slings against you. You've just got to find a quiet place in the evening. And you've got to say, time out. Just hold it right there. Give me just a little while. I got to talk to somebody. I got to reach out to somebody. I got to call on somebody. I got to lift up somebody. I got to praise somebody. I got to worship somebody. Woo! Hallelujah. You can't let life just keep hammering on you. You can't let trouble just keep banging on you. You can't let dilemma cause you to get depressed, oppressed, and one country boy said pretty near demon possessed. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't let that happen to you. What you've got to do is shout. You got to shout. You got to shout. I got to take time out to call on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've got to reach out to the one that can make a difference. I might walk away without my dilemma. I might walk out of here this evening without my trouble, without my trial, without my tribulation. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's hard to make contact when all the trouble is coming against you. And so you just got to call time. It's me and Jesus right now. Amen. Everything else can just wait or dissipate. Hallelujah. Amen. It's my evening time. Hallelujah. Have you got an evening time? Right now would be a good time to start one. I just kind of pray when I think about, hey, no. Amen. Let me tell you something. The devil don't attack you when he just has time. He attacks you at your most vulnerable. And your most vulnerable is when you don't have an evening. Your most vulnerable is when you don't have an evening time. It's when you don't take that moment. When you don't take those few minutes with the Lord. When you don't, am I making sense? Amen. I'm telling you, somebody needs to let the devil know, hey, you do what you got to do. But sure enough, evening time is coming. When in the cool of the evening, I'm going to take time out of all this mess and I'm going to call on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Just be warned, devil, if you're still with me, then you're going to be in trouble. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. My get up is going to be a whole lot bigger than my mess up. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so it's your evening time. And then number three, all things are better in the evening. When we come together in one mind, one accord, one place, believing for the suddenly. Hey, hallelujah. We've gotten together in our worship. We've gotten together in the prayer room with our prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm not bickering and I'm not complaining. I'm just reminding. I want all of our leadership in the prayer room before service. If you're going to lead us, you're going to have an evening. Amen. Hallelujah. And so let's get in there. Let's fill up. And I want everyone involved in the service. I want everyone involved in anything. Let's pack that. Hey, it was full tonight in there. People in there calling on the name of Jesus, believing the Lord for revival. The suddenly was in there because we were in one mind, one accord in that one place. The suddenly fell in the prayer room. We came in here again, one mind, one accord, one place. The suddenly fell again. And so here we are preaching the word of God and you're receiving it. Amen. From the beginning of this service, I have felt anointing coming out of you and it has hit me in the face. I want my anointing to hit you in the face. I want it to go back and forth. Back and forth so the suddenly can fall and stir up the gift of God that is within us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to charge our world with apostolic revival, with the anointing that breaks the yoke and tears down every stronghold because we have found our evening. It's evening time. It's a time when God wants to talk to you. It's a time when he wants to share with you. It's a time when he wants to walk with you. Hallelujah. Amen. And so in the garden, wherever, whatever is growing, amen. It might be a mess right now, but he can make something very special out of it. If you just make that your place, that you call on the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And so all things are better in the evening. Amen. He wants to rain on somebody this evening. He wants it to pour on someone right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. United, we stand. You know it. Divided, we fall. A word from God for somebody right now. You're going to find your strength right in the middle of your struggles. You are going to find your strength. Hallelujah. Amen. My wife and I had to counsel a couple just last night. Not any of you. Amen. We had to counsel them last night because there was a meltdown. Nobody loves us. Nobody cares about us. Nobody's talking to us. We're in a dilemma here, and they know it, and they don't call. They don't talk. Yada, yada, yada. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? Hey, if God knew that you were a strong individual and a struggle came your way, first of all, he said he's not going to put any more on you than you can bear. And if you can bear a lot, you got a lot to give. Amen. Wouldn't it be just like God to show you just how strong you really are? Wouldn't it be just like God to strengthen you right now in your struggle, and that you came out more than you have ever been for the glory of God in the past? Hallelujah. Why don't somebody just reach out right now and obtain strength and obtain power and obtain your anointing? Let it break. Hallelujah. You're going to find strength in your struggles tonight. Amen. A tremendous life lesson learned is when you can watch for the blessing while you're in a dilemma. When you can keep your eyes on the blessing while in a dilemma. Can I give you just one real small example here, a little illustration? One of the physicians' first word of advice just before I went into cancer treatments was this. She said, "You're going to lose your hair during chemo." And I thought, as if I was not ugly enough to begin with. And then she told me that, and I said, okay, just another one of the situations I'm going to have to fight and struggle with or whatever, and all that business, praise God. Because I've always told God, I don't care if it turns gray, just don't let it turn loose. But it's turning loose. Hallelujah. He met me halfway. It's going slow, but it's going. And this physician said, you will lose your hair during chemo. And so it was halfway through, about 40 days of radiation and then some chemo treatments and all of that, and that my wife and I noticed that still growing. I still had my hair. Hallelujah. And then when it was all over with, I never lost my hair. My sideburns got cropped up here. Some of you thought I was styling, profiling, but that chemo got it. Hallelujah. And so it was the style then anyway, so I was in there and nobody knew the difference. Amen. And so, you know, I just one of the things, I could hardly walk sometimes, and I was throwing my guts up all the time, and that goop that my wife poured down the tube to feed me because I couldn't eat and all of that for all those days, and I couldn't keep that down. But one thing I noticed when I looked in the mirror, I didn't lose my hair. Praise the Lord. And so, hey, in the middle of a dilemma, if we can get our eyes open, there's still something there that God is doing. There's still something that God is up to. Just to let you know, yes, you're going through it, but I'm walking with you. And yea, I am with you even to the end of the world. I'm walking with you. I'm holding your hand. I've got your heart. I've got your mind. I've got your spirit. I'm going to see you through it. And when you come out, you're going to be better than you were when you went in. Somebody ought to help me rejoice right now. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost this Sunday night. This is somebody's evening. Right now is somebody's evening. Church, help me. Help me. Help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might be going through confusion. You may be going through a change in the will of God and the direction of the Lord. You don't know what's up for you in the future, but give God your future. He's already seen it. He's already put it together, and He's just waiting for your willingness. Amen. So, hey, why not just throw your hand up and surrender and say, Lord, not my will, but Thy will be done. Let it unfold as I give You glory, as I give You praise, as I call on the name of the Lord in the cool of my evening. Amen. So the Lord is with you. I'll tell you something else about the Lord. He's lofty when He's lifted up. Our God gets big when He gets praised. Our God gets huge when He's worshiped. The man said it tonight. When you just come in here and worship the Lord, it makes all the difference in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you don't know what to say, but I'm just going to tell you what to say. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Why don't you reach over and tell a neighbor, tonight's my night. Praise God. You had your chance this morning, but tonight's my night. Hallelujah. This is my evening. This is my time to get exactly what I need from God. Does anybody agree with that? Come on, it only takes two or three of us. Let's get together here and let's believe the Lord right now for the supernatural to take place in somebody's heart, somebody's life, and somebody's soul. I want to see you this evening. I want to be with you this evening. I want to hear you call on the name of the Lord this evening. I want to see God bless you this evening. Amen. Amen. So the Lord is lofty when he's lifted up. We got to get him up. Amen. You're going to stop thinking there are winners in this world and then there are the rest of us. There are winners in this world and you're one of them. I rebuke stinking thinking. Praise God. And faith that's gotten rotten. Praise God. Actions do not define you. Amen. Chance and opportunity is what defines you. Mercy, grace, and strength are here to give you another chance and opportunity at a greater path. That's what's going to define you. Your decisions, your choices as to whether you want change, as to whether you want to be different. And you want, it's up to you. I'm telling you right now, don't blame God on it. Don't blame me. Don't blame my wife or leadership or anybody else. Amen. If you want change, it's right here for you because the Lord has called your name all night long. He's walking and he's calling. Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? I know where you are, Adam, but you don't know where you are. But I want you to understand something. The Lord chose to come down and meet with Adam anyhow. He chose to come down and talk to Adam again anyhow. He knew what Adam had done. He knew what Eve had done. He knew about them. He knew their mistake. He knew their problem. He knew their trouble and trial. They thought they could hide from God. But honey, when you're in trouble, the last thing you want to do is hide from God. You get up and you get out and you call on the name of the Lord. He knows where you are, but you're the one that needs to find out where you are. You're in the cool of the evening. You're right in the cool of the evening. You're right at the place where the Lord is calling your name. He's calling your name. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Isaiah 6:1, in the year, the Bible said, in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. What has got to die before we see the Lord high and lifted up? Because I'm telling you right now, if there's any inkling of a love for God at all in your life, whatever it is going to die. And then you'll see the Lord high and lifted up. My charge to you tonight is, why can't we see him before something has to die? Why can't we see him before something has to go wrong? Before something has to go south? Why can't we reach out to him while everything's all right? Ooh, I wish the church would help me right now. Hallelujah. There's conviction in here right now so thick you could cut it with a knife. Somebody needs to feel their need for the Lord. It's the cool of the evening and somebody needs to call on him because he has called your name all night long. It's your evening. This is your evening. This is your time. Hallelujah. He wants to be with you. He wants to be in you. He wants to give you that rest, that Holy Ghost. He wants to give you that strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 When did God choose to speak to Adam? It was in the evening, after the day, when all was said and done. No matter what was said or what was done, God still chose to speak to Adam. God doesn't want me anymore. That's a lie from hell. God don't love me anymore. You're either listening to the devil or you're making an excuse to keep from calling on the name of the Lord. because you know good and well God loves you and He's calling your name. But He's not going to force you to do anything. Amen. But He'll be right here waiting for you when you come. I'm telling you right now in the Holy Ghost, it's evening time. And it's time to call on the name of the Lord. I want the church to raise your hands and worship with me right now. And create an atmosphere that would make someone desire more from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Mahasatayanda lo 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 yanda la la la. Oh, yes. On your darkest days, when you feel so inadequate, when you feel so unloved and unworthy, remember whose child you are and straighten up your crown. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a child of God. Get it together. Straighten it out. Woo. Adam, I'm here to tell you, I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. I want to know where you are. Amen. I want you to know where you are. Let's work this out. I've got another plan that's going to kick into motion. You've caused it. I had alternative. I had a game plan, and now it's kicked into motion. Yes, you're not going to live forever. This is no longer going to be your paradise, but it's not the last word for humanity. I've got a plan of salvation that's coming down that dusty road, and it's going to set all of you free. It's going to deliver you again, Adam. You'll be set free again. You're going to suffer because of sin, but that's all right. Everybody will, but they're going to come out of their struggle a lot stronger, and they'll accomplish more for the kingdom of God because of it. Amen. So, in your darkest day, hallelujah, call on the name of the Lord. Let me pause to say something about a friend, because Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. A friend is someone who knows the song in your heart and can sing it back to you when you forgot the words. There are people in this room that have forgotten the words, but the Lord's singing it to you tonight. He's singing it back to you tonight. You won't even look at me tonight because you hear the song. It's the song you used to sing. It's the song you used to run the aisles to. It's the one you used to leap for joy. It's the one that caused you with a brazen spirit to walk out in public and witness and change lives. Hallelujah. Somewhere between there and here, something has happened. You've eaten the forbidden fruit, but that doesn't stop God from coming down in the cool of the evening and calling your name. Ooh. That friend is someone who knows that song in your heart and can sing it back to you when you forgot the words. I want you to let him bring the song back. I want you to let him bring your joy back. I want you to let him bring your peace and comfort and strength back. Sticking closer than a brother. Morning, noon, and evening. Let's stand together. This is your evening. The cool of the day. Where are you? Where are you? I'm asking you right now, are you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you hear him? If you can hear him, somebody respond. Church, if you'll push, I'll pull. Praise God. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm not waiting. I need this. I'm not waiting. I've got to have this. I hear the voice of God. I know the voice of God. And here he is calling. Where are you? Where are you? Where do you want to be? What do you want to do? Where are you going? What's your purpose statement? Do you want something real? Do you want something right? Where are you? Why don't you come and receive it right now? Why don't you come and reach out to God for it right now? Amen. I'm not talking about absorbing some kind of religion. I didn't come here to excite you. I come to here to introduce you to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this is an altar where things are altered to fit the way He needs them to fit. Amen. Why don't you come believing and receiving? Why don't you come reaching out, trusting? Why don't you come reaching out and believing the Lord? Calling on the name. Altar workers, please. Hallelujah. Altar workers, help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God.
Jesus.
I need you, Lord.
More than anything.
I need you, Lord.
Oh, more than anything.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
More.
Somebody right now.
I love you, Jesus.
Oh, it's good to see you this evening.
Than anything.
It's good to see you this evening. More than anything, tell Him,
more
tell Him, tell Him, tell Him.
Worldly
wealth. Hallelujah.
More than my life itself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
More and more and more than anything. More and more and more and more and more.
one more time. Could we just lift our hands and believe the Lord?
More and more and more than any
just believe the Lord for the Holy Ghost to fall right here.
I love you, Jesus.
The presence of the Lord.
More
of God.
Than anything.
To the front, from side to side, from center to circumference, we can feel the love of God in the house because you chose to come in here and to praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people, and that's why he's here. He was invited. It's your evening, and we have a right to enjoy it and to absorb any miracle, any blessing, any ounce of hope and help that the Lord offers. It's ours. And he knows us and loves us anyhow. That's a miracle in itself. Praise God. I'm just saying. Amen. God is good. Shake someone's hand. Greet one another. Let our guests and visitors know that we were so glad to have them at Landmark.